My eyes scan the computer screen, trying to make sense of what is coming up before me. I read, read, read. Grown with one purpose, and finally decades of research, and it is done. The perfect drug mule, undetectable by sniffer, machine, or synthesis. I've done it, Amog. I'll raise a glass to your kind contributions, and to C-72, may she serve you well. As discussed, it's been no problem building flesh pockets and crevices for the storing of goods within her. That technology has existed forever. But to do so without any lines or tails is a far more complex problem. In the end, my team found inspiration in water, like water rushing over a surface. In the moments before the compartments open, an intriguing genomic sequence will liquefy a section of the skin, and then, upon closure, said section will knit back up and harden once more. It would be dreadfully painful were it not for the ability to augment her pain centers, which I have taken the liberty of doing. But I'm aware that you sometimes have to teach lessons so that function can be toggled on and off. Next, her pheromones have been changed and effectively covering the scent of any and all drugs stored within her ghoul body. Now, please tell me if there's more that can be done.
Reed, C-72. This is perfect. Although it took far too long for the amount that I paid you, I will base my satisfaction off her performance. Stand by for the remaining payment until I test her personally in the coming weeks.
Oi, C-72. As expected, Your Eminence, I believe that you'll be pleased, but take your time. I know you're good for it. Please see the attached details pertaining to her command words. They are imprinted into her brain and will activate her as needed, including but not limited to her mule capabilities, awakening, and even the ability to terminate some of her memories.
Oh shit!
One reality where I'm enough for me.